Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Hey, it is TGIF, and it is spelt like TGIF all day, as in Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm living ahead of my time.
I thought yesterday was Friday.
Oh, did you?
Remember, that's why I bought all that rice like I did on Friday. I was like, oh, it's Friday. I want to buy a bunch of this, a bunch of that. Nope.
Well, anyway, we're glad to be here with you. I am Deborah Lee. I will be your personal psychic love doctor for approximately the next hour or so. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm joined by my co-host and friend to all, which is Jimbo Baggins.
What up, dog?
I got a call.
Right. And we have Facebookers, Burkers.
I don't think they're buggers. Could be.
We have Facebookers joining us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where we are currently streaming live. So if you like it, jump in there. Nice people have been known to frequent that chat room. Well, I don't know what they call it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows what they
have. I'm lost back in the 90s with AOL chat. They visit that page.
The viewers can make comments.
Yes.
And that room, the term chat room only means something to those that were in the AOL days.
Back in the old days.
Yep, back in the
90s. Yes, and if you're international, Jimbo's going to explain how this could be a very advantageous place for you to be during the show, which he will explain in a little bit. Now, because we always start the show off by making this distinction, we're using ordinary playing cards, which all the Facebookers can see right now that I'm holding up, just a deck of ordinary playing cards. I could start dealing these out. We could play, what was it used to be called? Gin Rummy. Smear was a good game.
Or their poker cards, so you could play poker.
Yeah, we could win some money here. But I say this, though, so that everybody is aware that these are not tarot cards. These are not oracle cards. And they're not related to any of the other systems out there, which I know are wonderful. I just haven't studied any of them. I've stuck completely to personal prophecy, which my grandmother did teach me, as you heard in the introduction. She taught me, the truth is, it was back in 1982. Since that time, I did further her foundational principles, did thousands of readings, and actually wrote a book on the subject where you can know the ins and outs. It's a good little toolbox on personal prophecy card reading. In fact, I have three levels of the course included in the book. And you may be wondering, well, Deborah, what is the name of this book? The name of this book is The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, which was published by O Books. So there you have it. It's available basically from, I would think, all what online.
I was going to move the microphone to uncover the book, and I moved it the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just put it back. We're not.
So I also want to mention before we begin that I will be using a full 24-card spread layout. Actually, layout. There are spreads within the layout. I do this in my private practice in sessions. Use 24 cards. And we're doing it during the show because I'm not just comfortable picking, a couple of random cards. Others may find it very helpful. But for me, I'd prefer, and this way also, you get to see, if you're watching Facebook Live, you get to see what the layout looks like. So, Jim, I'm going to hand this over to you now.
This show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer.
Yes.
Also, we'd like to let folks know, Blog Talk listeners and Facebook Live viewers, if you're international, let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out. A live shout-out. You'll see, it's going to happen during the show. And show does not go by without somebody international on Facebook showing up, and occasionally they call in, because as we'll talk about the phone calls, you'll see why you can call in internationally.
Mm-hmm.
Number is 515-602-9676. It's a number you can call or Skype in. That's the key. You can Skype in, which means all you need is internet and Skype program, no matter where you are in this country or another part of the world.
On the world.
Yeah, the rates vary. They're nothing domestically. They're a little little pricier on another continent, but still way cheaper than a cell phone call. Anyway, when you call in, you'll hear some automated stuff saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear the show, and I just did a test, you will. That means everything's working perfect. We see your lot, your numbers. We got you taken care of. We're tracking you. And when we go live, we'll tell you. And please do the following things you legally and safely can. Get rid of that speakerphone. Get rid of the Bluetooth. That's right off the bat.
Just pitch it right out the window.
Yeah, just do what you got to do. Go back to the old school, phone to the head. Then we'll tell you why at the end of this spiel. Background noises need to go away quickly. Don't multitask and don't be running around the house doing stuff, chasing the kids or something. Just, you need to really just find a good spot, especially if you're in your house. You know where that is. Good, comfortable, quiet spot where you have good cell phone reception. Because when your call goes through the internet, Blog Talk comes into our computer, not our speakers, and there's a quality loss. And if you got other stuff going on, like speakerphone, Bluetooth, it starts really going downhill quick. So it can make the reading a little rough, long, some very once in a blue moon, we have to end the reading because it gets that bad, that choppy and crazy, absolutely crazy.
Also, like to mention that this could be your night if you are joining us on Facebook. Fridays can be a little hinky. Sometimes we get a ton of people, you know, wanting readings that line up on the phone. And so we have a huge queue that night.
Yeah, and sometimes they're delayed because on Fridays, a lot of times people are making stops on their way home. Traffic can be weird depending on where you are.
It's also holiday season. People may be going to holiday parties. They could be going out to get drunk.
It's a little early for that. It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, but it's coming.
It's not Thanksgiving. They can get drunk any damn night of the week. That doesn't matter about holidays. But
and they're probably shopping because Black Friday seems to have turned into Black Month.
This, in the United States of America, is the federal holiday today for Veterans Day.
Oh, right.
So I'm not sure. Like a lot of us, not all of us, I don't get that day off, but a lot of people do. Mostly, obviously, bankers. And if you're a federal worker, you get the day off, that's guaranteed.
Active duty.
We didn't get any mail today.
Mm-mm.
Which, I don't really give two squats anyway. It's just junk and bills.
Well, you never know. You might get a really hot love letter one of these days.
That's why I said the mail doesn't extend. I could go day. If I wasn't worried about the mailbox getting full, I could just wait 2-3 days before picking it up. There's not, I know there's going to be nothing in there that I need. Because every bill that comes in there, I'm already cracking it on my computer. I don't even need that piece of crap paper to come.
What paper?
I just said bills.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
They're love letters, Jim.
No, I'm just saying, I don't even need them. You know, I mean, I'm already tracking all that crap. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm plugging. Let's see here. All right. For you folks, because she was just alluding to this. Also, if you can't call in, typically internationally, but a lot of times we get domestic folks that just can't pick up the phone and call in. We will offer the ability to Facebook Messenger us. And all you got to do is obviously have internet. You do if you're listening to us. Well, I shouldn't say that. You could be calling in on your cell phone. But if you're a Facebooker, you got internet. So all you got to do is be friends with Deborah Lee. And when we say it to Messenger, for those that want to, the floor will be open and you can Messenger.
And what about folks that are not on Facebook? If they're just out there in Japan or Australia. They can still call us.
Yeah, we talked about that. You can Skype in.
Right.
We talked about that.
Just please, we would prefer you don't try to use your own cell phone unless you have a really good international calling plan.
Yeah, no, I mean, wait, no, we talked about that. They can Skype in. And that sound doesn't apply tonight.
Yeah!
That does.
Can you give me a little more air? I forgot to do that. Yes, we're going to tell you all about the Rebel Card deck. Say Memento. Yeah.
Today's Veterans Day. I was in the Navy. She was in the Army. I can't believe she was in the Army.
Why?
Because she's 1 degree off and she's like intolerant. I can't believe she dug frickin' ditches and latrines.
And I filled sandbags.
Yeah. But like right now, it's like right in the middle of the show. We gotta change 1 degree. It's like, you're out freezing or melting out in the freaking field.
The stage lighting and all gets to me. And giving card readings makes me hot.
That's just odd. That's why I say you would never have known that. Like, it's 0.5 degrees off. We must make a change. But anyway, your change has been made. It'll take a minute here.
Thank you very much.
When you hear the Rebel card reading sound,
yeehaw!
That means your reading with Deborah is toast, over, fini, done, over, halt. It doesn't mean when you hear that sound, it's like, oh, I should probably get a couple more questions in. No, that ship is long frickin' sailed. Because we got to move on to other people, other folks, and we got to give you your one Rebel card reading. These are not sugar-coated, and there's a lot of cards in here I can't tell you because I think some of you people would cry.
Well, they're a little too harsh.
Some of them are really, I think
super honest.
I'd love to read them. Not because, to be mean, I just think they're funny, even if they say something nasty, but some people don't have senses of humor out there.
Kind of like pull your head out.
Yeah, it's like, you know what, quit being a baby. Eat some food, you're being a big baby, and stuff like that. But I don't read those because some people out here would be offended, you know. Not everybody has a
sense of humor. No, we could always ask them at the completion of their reading. Do you want a Rebel card or a real Rebel card?
I would. Here's what I would do. If it was me running the show, I'd say on Fridays it's Rebel card reading, and you're gonna get what you get. And if it says you suck, you suck. Sorry. You know. I'm just saying. But anyway, we don't do that. So but anyway, the big picture is you're getting a Rebel card reading. It's gonna be random-ish. I'm not gonna give you a nasty one because I don't want anybody crying on stage. We got some powder puffs crawling in or something. So. We'll try to make it okie dokie pokey. Damn, I think the time is coming to turn to the phone lines. Let's see, I got to remember where we are. Aha! We are at area code 404 down in Georgia. 404.
You're hello caller number there. One. Welcome to the show. You are the first caller on the Psychic Love Doctor show. So please let us know your first name.
Hi, it's Ashley.
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Have we spoken before?
Yes, we have a couple weeks ago.
Excuse me, I have a couple of frogs in my throat and they won't get out of there. Ashley, you don't sound like you're in very good spirits.
It's just been a long day.
Oh, boy. Do we know what that is like? Yes. So, tell us a little something about what your situation is and then what your question or two. You can have up to two questions for reading.
We'd like you to ask the first one.
You do it right up.
Yeah, then wait
right
till
away.
The end of the reading to ask the second one.
Okay. I guess my first question is if you see me starting a new position soon.
Oh, are you unemployed presently, or what?
No, I'm employed.
You're employed, but are you looking for a raise or a promotion?
Yes.
Okay.
Or a new environment.
Okay, so.
All right.
Listen, and then what is your second question?
If you have one.
That would be that time.
My second question is, do you see moving anytime soon?
Okay, and
relocating far away or locally?
Local.
Okay. Wow. See, knowing these few little excuse me, details really helps in the reading process. Helps me to feel more connected to you going in. So,
okay.
All right. All right. So, Ashley, I'm going to need a couple minutes, and Jim will chat with you.
I will do my best.
Yeah.
My throat is on fire.
Again.
I know the weather is changing.
I should be gargling with scotch right now or something is what I should be doing at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, swallowing is really bad right now.
Well, oh.
Did you get a piece of this crap weather?
With the
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I know, but I went right through Georgia pretty hard, but okay, well, I guess you're online, so you have power, so that's a good thing.
Well, Nicole pretty much petered out by the time she got to us.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it was still a little bit nasty going through Georgia.
All right, let's see what we've got, laying them out for you.
Ah, sorry about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that there could very likely be a step up for you where you are currently working. It appears, and this is under sure to come true, so it's like you couldn't miss it if you wanted to. I love that designation. Where the rest of them have a certain fluidity, the sure to come true is pretty rock solid.
True as hell.
And it looks as if this would be a very good move for you within the company / business that you're working for. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Staying within the company or going outside?
I think it would be in the company. And now I'm not necessarily seeing a big change pertaining to money, but it could be a lateral move. And I'm wondering how you'd feel about that. Wasn't that, Jim, pretty much they put you in a different position, but you're still making the same money.
Yeah. Lateral means it's not a promotion. It's not a demotion. It's just different job, basically, within the company.
So something good is in the offing for you pertaining to work. And as for, yeah, go ahead. Did you have a question?
Okay. So, no, I'm a just listen.
Okay. Well, I think it'll be good. And it'll at least be a step in the right direction for you, especially if you wanted a change of atmosphere around you. There's a sense in your cards that you're going to actually be cleaning the house a little bit where it comes to friends. You have some friends around you that are coming through as being more of friends of convenience, birds of a feather type of friends, good time Charlies. Let's just say they're not all in for you. And I think as you go into 2023, you're going to want to establish stronger relationships, and moving to a different job within that business, that could definitely make it so for you. Now, as far as moving locally, I definitely see it doable for you, definitely. And it'll be a nice change. So if you're unhappy with where you're living, I'm not seeing you have to stay there any longer than you want to. So you got good cards. You're going places.
Yeah!
Oh, my God, that scared the hell out of me. I was not ready for that.
All right. Stand by.
All right, here's your rebel card.
Rebel card reading. Subject is take a shot. Don't take 12. Take one. Okay, maybe take two. Move on.
So a couple of changes.
Take a shot. And maybe more than one. Maybe more than one shot.
I think you've got a great year ahead for you.
She asked two questions, so it could be two things going on there. So, yep.
So make the most of 2023. It's going to be a good one.
With the friends leaving, can I ask if one name starts with a K or would she be staying?
Staying? I didn't really pick up anything on that. I just feel that you've been surrounded for a while by some people that are not that loyal. And you will realize who they are. It could even be workplace friends, neighbors, not necessarily best friends that you would have a slumber party with, but I think you know what I mean. So, yeah, and it's a natural progression. I have others out there, and I'm sure they're all going to nod. It's like we go through various groups of friends and acquaintances as we become more mature or we get wiser or, you know what I mean, our life circumstances change, often our friendships will as well. So Ashley, if we don't hear from you, have a very happy Thanksgiving. But remember, you can call us at any time during our shows.
Yes, we do many shows.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And good luck to you and happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yep.
All right. I want to give some international shout outs.
Oh, yeah.
Plural. Michelle.
Michelle.
From the UK. And hang on, where's my mouse? There it is. And we have Rangi Pete from New Zealand. You've been in here before.
Yay.
All right. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Now is a good opportune time. Phone lines are open. So
yeah.
Facebook Messenger is now open. I think Michelle is a has Messenger us before, has she not, Michelle?
Oh, geez.
In the UK?
I'm having a hard time
remembering. She's on here a lot. So, all right, Michelle, well, if you would like to Facebook Messenger us, you can do so. If there is some shyness here.
Do we have others?
Yeah, well, and New Zealand running EP.
And we are running real slow on our phone calls, so I would be willing to.
Well, yeah, if you can't Messenger us,
yeah,
for whatever reason, you can type in your question now.
Yes.
So type away. Up, Michelle's ready. And Rangi Pete.
Yeah, you can type.
But he said, well, we're going to take Michelle because we know. Give us, don't say general, please. Do not do that.
Yeah, we need
especially
something.
When we're typing.
We need something more specific. I'm not connected.
Even if we are connected.
Spiritually with your cards as yet.
But even if you were, this type thing is such a huge delay. It's not going to work. You got to type specific questions. There's no such thing as too much info.
Ooh, you have someone else here, too.
No, I don't. That's Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Call from mom and dad, please. I guess these are mom and dad.
Are they living?
I'm going to type it because it's quicker. That's why I say this back and forth stuff doesn't work too good in here. It's better to type all that info in right now. But I can get quicker responses moving my fingers. Let your fingers do the walking, he used to say. Remember that, the old yellow pages? Wow.
Yeah.
Phone books, what are those?
You just dated yourself.
Even for a while, when people stopped using them, I would just take them and bring them to the recycle place. Just to get like two or three of them.
Oh, yeah.
Bring them to the recycle bin. Oh, they're alive. Okay.
Oh, okay. Have you been out of touch with them for a while? Do they not tell you the truth about how they're doing? You know, a lot of parents don't want to burden their children, even if they're grown children.
I got another one lined up.
Yes.
Stay with us, New Zealand. You shall be next. alive, thank God. You saw that, right? Michelle says they're alive.
Yes. And she wants to know if they're doing all right. They're doing okay.
How are they? Maybe how are they? How do you see it? I mean, close contact with mom, but not so much the dad.
Did you just add that?
Yeah, I'm relaying that to you.
Oh, that she's in close contact with her mother, but not so much the father?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right, stand by as the cards go down. What day and time is it in New Zealand, by the way?
Yeah.
Just curious. And we got,
I think it's Saturday.
We got a good relation with UK. We know they're already.
They're 5 hours.
They're into the early hours of Saturday now, very early.
And I think it's morning in New Zealand. If I'm not mistaken.
Ah.
What?
And Mike from UK has showed up. But not as Mike.
Oh, who's he now? Bill Clinton Smith, yes. So you were undercover, as they say. Okay, for Michelle, you know, your father is popping up as going through some things, and you're not that close to him. Has there been a rift or a, try and help me here, like as a disconnection in your relationship with him? Perhaps you aren't happy with his lifestyle or choices he makes, et cetera. Anyway, he is sorry about that, but I'm not sure that his health situation is the best that it could be. So, and your mom is looking just fine to me. And you are looking pretty good too. I feel that as you enter into 2023, you may also be considering making a move in terms of employment. For some reason, the cards are saying, hey, first part of the year is going to be on fire for people. And if they're looking to make changes, this would be the time.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people try to look at the new year, new beginning and new stuff, even though we can do it any time during the year. Some people just pick that time to... She says, I try to see him as much as I can, but he's not easy to get along with.
That's it. That's true. He's sorry about that, but it doesn't mean that things will change. I sense that he thinks you have like an attitude towards him or, you know. And there are parents, you know, we get what we get. So I really think, though, that it's nice that you do try to visit with him and spend some time with him. And what else do we have? If you do not have a love, in, you know, a love relationship in your life, you got one coming. And it's going to be hot and heavy and very meaningful. And if you do have someone in your life at present, I'm feeling that there's going to be a... like a wedding, and if you're already married, it would be a renewal. And if you're not married, it would be an engagement.
Okay. That's true. Marriage has a lot of meanings. You pull up the old dictionary a lot.
Yeah, it really does.
It's in metallurgy, too. Marriage of metals and whatever. Anyway.
Marrying liquor bottles.
Yeah!
Yep, that's legal.
Yeah.
All right, well, in the bar, you can do it at your house. It's not illegal.
Yeah.
Rebel card time. Subject is you do you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to change people. That stuff never works.
So if in reference to your father, I guess you're going to have to accept him as he is, because according to your rebel card, things aren't going to change there. So I hope that, Michelle, I hope that you'll let us read the cards again for you real soon. You can come to any show that we have. Some put restrictions that you can only get one reading every 2 weeks or a week.
Yeah, that's fair.
But we don't do that.
Just once a show.
Yeah.
But you can do 8 million shows in a row if you want. He says, I do accept. I know I will read this to you. I do accept him as he is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's. We appreciate you being here, Michelle.
Yes, we certainly do.
Next on our list is New Zealand, and Rangipete said, it is 1:25 p.m. Saturday.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Saturday, yeah. So it's, at least it's Saturday, middle of the day. Nobody's staying up late or anything like that.
No, but that's kind of, it's always kind of really, I don't know, freaked me out a little that we are living lives at different times and days. And I know that's kind of silly.
But we're not.
We're not?
We're all living the now. We have just come up with these time zones and stuff because so it makes more sense based on the, you know, the globe and all that stuff. It's not like we're time traveling, talking to them. You know, and people, kids get that
like
concept.
It, so,
kids get that concept. It's like, wow. It's like they feel like they're time traveling when they're real small. They don't understand. It's like, and we humans have just decided to make up this stuff, so time and dates make more sense.
It's true.
Here we go. Moving on to New Zealand. Randy G. Peake says, I have a question about, can you tell me if we are going to move? And is there a surprise for me on the horizon?
Ooh.
Now, I've already typed in for more info. So
are we saying your name properly for one thing?
It's actually I did a pretty good job because if you put your thing over it.
Oh.
Ram G. Peter Gower. Gower. Ram G. Peter Gower. But I just say Ram G. Peter. Ram G. Pete.
That's kind of a cool name.
So I just go with that because, you know, okay. We got to do what we got to do here.
Is there a move coming and a surprise on the horizon?
Yep. And it was a we. Is there a we?
Okay.
Move in and I asked if we could get more info and we'll see if we get it as we gave. And you're welcome, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
And we thank you. Because we know that it's, for you folks in the UK, Michelle, Mike, we get a lot of others, too, that pretty dang late or pretty early, depends how you want to frickin' look at it, you know? It depends on which part of the glass, half full or empty, you want to
And you
look
know,
at.
Speaking of time, like you were.
Yes.
Those that are, say, Australia or New Zealand, et cetera, they will bring in the new year way sooner than we will.
I'm going to keep feeding you info as I get it. Me and my partner name joined.
Oh, name joined. Oh, because I said that's a pretty cool name.
Yes.
That's awesome concept.
Yeah. I mean, people kind of, you know, have been doing it with a hyphen thing. So it's similar, same but different, you know, like Elvis would say.
Okay, and the questions were, will you...
I'm moving.
Yeah.
We... Will we be moving, and are there any surprises for him? So, and it's a cool two-part question. That is wise to do that right up front.
It really is.
Yep.
Yes, I think that a move would be really good. Just in terms of new surroundings, I mean, that's always wonderful. But it's also about stability and security. And
a lot of people move a lot.
I love to move.
Before they find
yeah.
the one place.
And then you stick.
Some people move a lot, and then finding they may stick. Or some people just don't like to stick, and they're happy to move a lot.
Yeah, they're,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Everybody's different. And sometimes I say, well, just think about it. You say, God, I moved to so many places, and I found this great place. Well, if you want to move around, maybe you never would have
yeah,
found that great
have,
place. So
you need to
do some hopping, maybe, to find the landing zone. I don't know. A lot of philosophies out there on that shit.
Well, you've been a lot of places. I have not.
Yeah, you've been to
you know,
more than you think.
What, me?
Yeah, you've been to a few more. You're not like some people that have like lived in two places in their life and they've been in the same town.
I really think, like I say, moving looks like it's going to be high on your agenda. And it'll be for really good reasons. And I feel that you both are going to be really happy. I like the looks of your relationship. It's got a good foundation. And the second question was about a surprise.
If you see any surprises.
You know what? I shouldn't tell.
You have to tell.
If I say yes, there is, then I've kind of already breached the surprise.
But when you do it intuitive or psychically, it's still kind of not official, right?
I guess.
Because you still be, even if somebody says, hey, this is going to happen to you. When it happened, you're still going to be surprised, even though you had a clue. You're like, oh, it did happen. Holy crap.
I think you have a surprise. And I think it's going to be, it's going to happen for you sooner than you think. And it's a good one. Okay. Hey, you got nice cards. I like that. And I love how we all as a people have our own cultures, our own languages. I mean, so much about us is so different. And yet when it comes to matters of the heart or things that we think and certainly how we feel and believe, there's a lot more that ties us together.
And yeah. Rangi Pitagower has been in here before.
Yes.
But it's always been times where we couldn't take typed in questions.
Oh, well, I think when we're real slow like this.
Oh, absolutely. We always
definitely.
Do it when we're slow. Okay. We always do it when we're slow. But in the future, you folks, you're on the internet. I know some people are just, they don't like to take it to the next level, but you could be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook, and you can message her when we open the floor for messenger calls. Your reading is going to be a lot better, none of this 20, 30-second delay. And you can go audio only. You don't have to do the video thing.
No, and you could also, though, get something like Magic Jack. maybe like 20 American dollars.
Yeah, they're not going to get it just for our show.
No, but you could call friends all over the world for nothing.
I don't have any friends all over the world.
Well, that's you. Maybe nobody likes you all over the world.
I'm trying to say, most people don't have friends all over the world.
Well,
how many friends do you have all over the world?
I consider all of these people to be my friends.
Then show me their phone numbers that you have. Bada bing, bada. You don't have them because you use the computer. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Magic Jacks and stuff, you wouldn't get it just for our show, but if you got a lot, if you actually are, a lot of people that we've had, like, we've had the girl from, that's in Stockholm, she's like living in this country, that country, that country. She probably has a lot of contacts all over. She actually has numbers for a lot of people, family
right.
members and friends.
Absolutely.
That would benefit her a lot. And maybe she does have it. We don't know.
I don't know a lot of family members' phone calls. I just have them, you know, in my phone where I just, you know, tap on them.
Yeehaw!
Oh, God.
We must give.
I'm never going to get used
Renji
to that.
Renji Pitagawa.
All right, this is your rebel card.
Rebel card reading. These
are kind of in your face.
Oh, and I don't even give you. I weed out a lot of them because I don't think you folks, a lot of you folks can't handle these. All right. Something is dollar signs. Make it rain.
Well,
maybe something's going on in your world where you have the ability to make some money, or it's coming maybe. We don't know.
Well, that's a very good indication.
Right.
That you're going to be able to make it rain.
Oh, we just had a caller and the caller dropped. Well, we'll see if the caller calls back. I will anticipate and I will put that area code in. But that's all right. We got folks here on.
Well, we know who she is. It's Tucson. Arizona.
Hey, you know, an interesting conversation. I think we should talk about this.
All right, go ahead. Regarding.
And you're welcome. Reggie Pitagawa said, thank you so much for the reading.
You are so very welcome.
It's our pleasure. Talking with Mike, he actually, and I have to agree with him. He actually put on, because he just put it on for backgrounds, the Criminal Minds, and he said, crap show.
I've never watched
it. I tried once.
Is it a drama?
It's like a whole bunch of, it's not criminals, it's like cops getting into criminals' minds and solving the crimes, but it's like he said, it's so stupid because they can just nail serial killers like it's nothing in one show.
Right.
One show nails serial killers, because nobody really ever catches them like they do. They just, usually by chance, by luck, get caught.
Wouldn't you rather have it be kind of a cliffhanger, like what's going to happen in this story for next week?
It is. I watched one partial episode, and I could just tell right off the bat, these people were all like, basically, they weren't, but they had to be psychic, the shit they were coming up with to solve these crimes. Like, really? Really? But, yeah, that's why he turned it off by me. Hey, Helen from the UK.
Oh, Helen. Yes, of course you may.
Well, I'm telling her. She can message her now. If she knows desires.
Yeah.
And if you can't message her, type your question in now, and the caller that just came back, we see you. You're on the list. Just keep holding. We'll get to you.
Yes, we will be there.
We shall do so. But we got a fellow, a UKer.
UKer?
Jump in. The UKer.
Okay.
United Kingdomer. A Brit. Well, I shouldn't say
Brit. I don't know.
I assume
might
it's
be
a
other
Brit.
Things, too.
You're right. I make a lot of assumptions, and I should not do so. But it's okay.
Maybe she's writing.
She might be typing.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh, there's Helen.
Helen has messengered.
Hello there. Helen? Oh.
Hey.
Hello? I don't know. Did you set this up with the right
round? Have I done it right?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
We can, and Deb, assume that's
okay. Great, thank you. Hello, you two. How are you?
Well, we're even happier now that we're hearing from you. I think it's been quite some time.
It's been a little bit of time. I've had a few things going on, so I just thought it'd be nice to see what's happening.
Well, tell us. Catch us up a little bit, if you can, on what's been, you know, going on, and you can ask up to two questions right at the start.
Yeah, start ask a couple questions first.
I did want to tell you that I think I told you a little while ago because my son became a world champion.
Yes, you did.
Yep. Well, he just a few weeks ago he auditioned and he's got into Team England.
Wow, you must
with his dancing and he's doing really well.
Yes, you must be so proud.
I certainly am. Thank you.
Yes, well,
yeah, really good.
Mother to mother, we never get tired of the strides and the accolades of our children.
He so deserves to do well because he works really hard. He never stops. And he decided that he would go back and he'd go to university.
Yes.
And he's doing so well. He's getting a degree in the dance, so he's getting some extra qualifications. He's sort of one of the older ones, but he's gone in there.
Well, look at
that. He's at the top. They put him at the top set, but they've moved him right to year three, the last year, because he's the top of that because he's so good.
Yes, that sounds amazing. And when think of how much...
They talk to him, not like a student. They talk to him like a teacher because he also teaches.
Well, look at that. How wonderful.
So he's doing real good. But my question is, I wondered if you could throw any light on my home as I'm going through a lot of difficulties at the moment and my ex-partner wants... his name off the mortgage now, obviously, because the time's up on this mortgage. And at the moment, I'm going through with solicitors and having talks with him, and it's been quite overwhelming, cause not knowing what's going to happen and whether I'll have enough money to buy a home or anything.
Okay.
It looks like I could be losing my home. And then to top it all, I've had all this going on, and then my partner, Gavin, out of the blue, sort of, for the last couple of weeks, he's just not been very nice. It's like he's been pushing me away. He hasn't wanted to help me.
Sorry to hear that.
And now the weekend he's been so nasty. And then now he hasn't spoken to me for days. And I've been really poorly. I just had a chest infection and that. It's all got too much for me.
Well, I will be delighted to look at this for you. And Jim will continue chatting, so we are sitting here in silence.
Yeah. It was like a little fire and ice there. It was great stuff, news about her son and stuff. And then she's going through some turmoil right now and some troubled times. But hopefully that Deb can take a little insight on that.
I want to feel uplifted. But at the moment, to be honest, I've been feeling rock bottom. And rock bottom is... it's rock bottom, isn't it? You know, and I just haven't. I can't pick myself up at the moment.
Well, you're a human being,
and there's a lot of that happening in the world.
You're a human being, and you got more than. It's one thing when you have one thing to deal with, but when you get a couple of them, it just seems sometimes overwhelming.
And I'll tell you, worries over a home can be the biggest of all. I mean, that's a huge needing to be sure of where you're living.
I know. Well, my ex-partner, who had to keep his name on the mortgage because of my son, keeping him in a home all the years, I raised him.
Sure.
I think he thinks he would like to get half of the money, the equity, but he stopped paying mortgage and he was supposed to pay maintenance and he didn't.
Well, you know, I have a question for you. You're in another country.
Fight him.
Yes, Jim.
You're in another country, so things aren't necessarily the same. You can have your name on a mortgage and have 0% claim
to the
title.
Here
it's different.
Not like that. Yeah.
Here it's different. Here, because all that means if I have my name on a mortgage, that just means I'm basically I am financially responsible with somebody for the purchase of a home. But if
they said that the solicitor said that it was like he was the tenant and I was he was the landlord and I was the tenant more or less when he left.
That's very
because
confusing.
I was able to give him his little bit of whatever was in there at that time, all those years ago. Because I've had the house for 20 years or more.
Sure. That's a lot of legal.
23 years, the mortgage. But, you know, I've brought Sam up in that home on my own, you know, for all these years and tried to pay the mortgage myself and done all these things to keep his son in a home. And now he's fighting, I think, to get whatever he can.
Well,
he was always a money grabber.
Sure. But just because he wants it, then doesn't mean he legally deserves it or will get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if he's not on the title, now this could be different.
Go on to this.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is.
Oh, so
yeah.
He does have a claim.
But you are both on the title, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then there's, you both have equal everything. So, yeah, you're, but he can't make, he can't take himself off the mortgage and keep himself on the title. That's BS.
Well, I was
no, like, so, well, yeah. The mortgage is up, and the mortgage people want their money because
sure.
It's on an interest only. So,
okay, well, what do you got, Deb?
Okay, give me a moment here. This was rather complex. Usually when we are conducting readings, there's going to be pretty much an open and shut. You know what I mean? This one is very
complicated.
Complex, yes. Very much so. And you say that he's become argumentative. Are you two living together?
Wait a minute. Now, we just switched gears. Now, as far as the mortgage thing, that's with her ex, not her current partner.
Oh, it's your ex?
Yes.
But I have got going on with Gavin.
Okay.
The actual current partner. Now she...
I was living with Gavin. Well, not living with him, but, I mean, obviously he's got his home and I've got mine.
But you guys were...
And before, after 9 years of being together...
Wow.
But even before that, he would have stepped up and said, come and live with, you know, we'll either live with me or, you know, we get a place together. You know,
all
that's
right.
What I wanted to do. Was
thank
to
you
share.
For clarifying.
But,
that and
but
what she's saying.
He's not been there for me.
Yeah, now that he's seeing that these issues are coming up, he's not being that guy that he used to be all the time with her. I got your back type of person.
Yeah, and now I would question about him. Has he been, I mean, is he... What is his age, for one thing?
He's 60 this year.
Okay. Well, sometimes that can be a very precarious year, particularly for men, like a midlife crisis.
Possibly, but I'm worried because I can't do what I'm trying to say now.
Yeah.
So he's got slight Asperger's.
Okay. Yeah.
And things are very difficult because he sees things differently.
Mm-hmm.
But he's up and down all the time. But he's on a real low. He's been on a downer again.
Oh.
But when he's on a downer, nothing matters. But I found quite a few debt problems with him, I think. I found out. And because I found out, he likes it.
You found things out, so maybe that's why the turmoil is on the current.
Is he upset that you found out?
No, I should say so. He I opened the door to a debt collector the other day.
Oh.
Uh-oh, spaghetti-o.
So, and I didn't know. I just went to the door thinking it was somebody
sure.
delivering some mail.
And you shouldn't have to feel like.
And then this man went, I just kept him on the door. And when he went, and my partner afterwards, because he was upstairs, I didn't tell this man that.
Right.
But then when he came down, he had a right go at me and told me that it was his house, not mine. And I wasn't to open the door and was swearing at me. And it's just,
yeah.
So I something's going on. And I think. He's hiding, you know?
Well, I think also he's having some,
depression?
It can be depression. I think also he's starting to slip a little in terms of...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I thought.
And he is immediately sorry. Maybe he doesn't tell you.
Yeah.
But I feel that he's very sorry after he has... spoken
out. After he jumped down your throat.
Yes, basically, yes. But I think he's worried that you said he had Asperger's, but I think it may be,
okay.
It can, and I don't want to worry you. You really should talk to a professional. But I think it could be early Alzheimer's starting.
It'd be very early.
It would be. And they have treatment for very early, you know, treatment for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Because I see he's in a very agitated state. He may be having memory problems. And right, I feel it's going to be difficult to get him to accept.
Yeah. Well, at least if
but
you're...
There's all sorts of things going on. All of a sudden, I found not only the debt problems, but I've also found things of a sexual nature, you know, on sites, looking at lots and lots, you know, and things. And
well,
I don't know where that's all connected.
I guess you should keep your eye on that.
I really think you should, because that could turn into a really a difficult... addiction.
I don't think that you can make a decision on what that means right now, but you got to keep an eye on that.
I don't see another woman around this at all. But if he's looking at porn, you know, there's going to be lots of women there.
Or it could be an escape, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people have issues.
I just don't know. I mean, I know men, you know, I know something like you know, to look at a bit, but when... It gets a bit, you know, when it's webcams and they're, you know.
It would be so wonderful if he would agree to go for some counseling. I see that he's feeling very disturbed about being his age. And a lot of times people will start looking back and have the regret and wish that they could have and should have. And I think that it would help for him to have somebody there to sort it out with. Where
it's really hard because he pushed me away.
Yes.
He pushed me away.
He,
and now I'm back at my own place, and I haven't seen him for quite a few days because I've really been...
Yeah! Okay.
We got to move on.
We're going to give you your Rebel card
reading.
Rebel
card reading real quick, and Helen. And real quick also...
Oh, I never answered about her house.
Thank you.
I really feel, well, that was important.
It's important, but come on, Deb.
I really feel that you are going to, there will be a way that you are not going to lose your house. All right. I want you to put faith in that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And please call us more often, because the more readings that I give to you, the more I will feel intuitively, psychically connected to you. And
thank you so much.
Absolutely.
It's good to talk to people when you're not feeling in a great place.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's what we're here for.
And that is what we are here for. All right, here comes your card.
Am I free to give
thank
it?
Thank you both. Thank you.
Oh, you're
all right,
so
stand
welcome.
By for your Rebel card reading. Remember, these are not little donuts and happiness and rainbows. The subject is, you think someone is lying? They are.
And it
they
says,
are.
Yeah.
The card says they are.
So,
I want to know what he's lying
about. Well, he's got the debt, and he's got the porn, the sexual things that are distracting him.
Keep your eyes open and call us back.
Yeah, we'll look
thank
at it
so
more.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
you.
Oh,
honey,
you.
You're so welcome.
Good
thank
night.
You. All right, take care
good
now.
Good luck to you.
Yes, we'll be with you again soon.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Back to the phone lines. We're going to 520 in Arizona. 520, welcome.
Hello there.
Wow. Hi. That's very quick, you guys. Wow. I always feel lucky.
Well,
we feel lucky to have callers.
We really do. Tonight is super slow.
You never know what's going to happen on a Friday.
Yeah. People might go out after work and, you know.
Thank you for taking my call. You know, I talked with Paul earlier, in fact, two different times, and the gentleman that I was asking you about, and we're supposed to talk again on Monday morning, and he just seems so excited. I don't know. What do you pick up?
Okay, first, well, who is Paul?
Yeah, you
got to. He's
got to catch us back up real quick. Oh, I'm sorry.
Who's Paul?
He's the one that was a friend of my significant other, and his Paul's wife had passed a year prior.
Oh, yes, yes. I recall now. I remember. And so you're talking. And what would you like to know in reference to
you? Well, like the psychic energy there. What do you pick up on the psychic energy?
Okay, I will take a look at that. And also I'm interested to know how your conversation with the landlady went.
You know, I couldn't fit it into the schedule today, but I'm going to call her on Monday or Tuesday, definitely.
Okay.
And I'm prepared. You know, I'm just taking it to court if that's the way it has to go.
Yeah, always plan for the worst, hope for the best. That's what they always say to do. I believe in that.
Yeah.
I live for that. Well, not live for it, but I live by that. Plan
yeah.
for the worst, hope for the best. If nothing starts going south, you'll be sort of prepared at least.
Yeah.
But some people just put all their eggs into the hope basket. This is a sunshine basket. Yep. Never happened, and they're not ready for something.
No, I'd rather have contingency plans.
Yeah, yeah, you should always have contingency, I guess. You got to be positive. Remember, life is a curveball. You know, you get ready for it. Sometimes you get those curveballs in the crotch. You got to play baseball, you got to watch out.
Yeah.
Are you driving? Are you flying an airplane? Or are you at a rodeo?
Oh, well, really? I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep everything low volume here. I apologize.
That's all right.
We're just curious. Yeah, we heard.
Yeah, she's being kind of facetious.
Well, yeah, I just heard a lot of times it's a guessing game. What are we hearing in the background? It's really, we could usually never get it right.
I got to tell you, Paul is coming through in your cards as really wanting to pursue something with you, but you are not as I'm going to use the word easy, and I don't mean it in a sexual way. I mean easy in the way of getting her, to be more receptive. He can tell that you are like high maintenance. That's the only thing.
High maintenance. You got to figure out a better term. I've heard you use that to other people. They take offense to it.
I don't mean in the sense that you are a whiny.
You're not a pushover. You're not. You're not a simpleton. You're not some comic book chick that says, "Oh, look at you! You got a pretty sword. I'm yours forever."
Well,
not easily impressed by stupid
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Right?
And he feels frustrated that he's not going to be able to get your interest. Is what I'm picking up on. Mm-hmm. But this guy has potential to truly fall madly in love with you if that would be your aim. And you've said before that you would really like to start as friends with him. And that's where I think it gets a little dicey for him, Lisa, because he would really like to take this to the romantic, passionate level.
He would like to just jump right into bedroom Olympics?
I have to find out a few things, through conversations with them, if we're really a match. And, just like anyone that is dating, I don't know if he expects certain things from me, like, to maintain my own lifestyle, or if he would help me with that. Now, if he would help me with that.
Yes. I see where she's going. And you know what, Lisa, at our ages, we don't need some guy to jerk us around. The winning move with a lot of women that I've been talking to on my own, they say they just soon go without a man because men seem to be, no, Jim, you're way up on it. He wants to love her, but he worries that she's unattainable. And yet, men like to pursue. It's in their natures. Did we lose her?
No.
Okay.
I'm here. I just put it on mute so you don't hear the background noise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I knew she was there. It's cool. I remember I can see this.
I have a feeling he's not going to, you're not going to find him as attractive and desirable as he is finding you.
I'm just curious what she said.
I don't feel the magic here.
She said something about a lifestyle and him helping her with that.
Yeah.
I don't know what was that?
To like move in with you?
Well, he talked about that earlier on, not today, but he talked about it the last time we talked. He said he wanted to move in. He didn't say, we were talking in general terms. You know,
okay.
I said, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a new relationship and something different from what I had. And he said he was too, and he said, I want to live together, you know, but he didn't say, I want to live with you. You know, we were talking in general terms. It was
okay. Gotcha. Yeah, in general life goal terms. Gotcha.
Well, I think he's used to women going gaga over him, if you know what I mean.
He has money.
Yes, and women would, Jim, and I know you hate this, because, yes, we women will go for the guy who has money.
But you know what? He's very, very smart, and I love intelligence.
Yeah.
He's very smart.
So,
be an even exchange. I don't know.
I think you're going to have to spend some time with him.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know, physically, right. See each other face to face, even if you don't stay the night. And at my myself, I wouldn't. I was really poor. You know.
Yeah.
She's not sure yet.
I think you should come to the town where you're at and spend a weekend, something like that. But understood that he's going to stay in a hotel.
She wants to go slow to make sure this is actually.
Yeah.
She said that pretty much right off the bat.
And then see how you feel.
She's pretty smart about what.
And Lisa, you said this was your husband, your late husband's best friend or a good friend?
I don't know if he was best friends, but he was a school boyfriend. And
okay, we'll
he was
say
a
good
friend,
friend
for a very, very long time, continuous. Yeah.
Well, I feel your husband's hand, your you know, in spirit, is involved in this connection. I think he'd love to see you both together.
You know, sometimes people don't have one single best friend. They have a lot of good
friends.
They have a small circle of close friends. They don't just pick one out.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I talked to him earlier today, he said he was with, I knew he was going to be with some people. Well, I didn't know at that moment, but he said, I knew, you know, I had an idea. And he said, well, I'm with some folks now. I said, okay, I'm not going to keep you. We'll talk later. And he said, but one thing I do want to tell you is we need to keep talking. It's really important that we keep talking. And I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about you. And I said, well, it's good to hear your voice. And so then he called me back an hour later.
Well, she's becoming, I really feel he's getting very mesmerized and attached to you. And what I find most refreshing, Lisa, is you're not the one with that basic self. He is.
It sounds like you guys are both being cautious.
I think it's great. I really do.
It sounds like you have no reason to worry about anything right now, right?
Yeah, I think it's going beautifully.
Keep on and see where it goes.
Yeah, well, thank you.
If you don't do anything, you'll never know where it's going to go. So.
Right.
Yeah, you got to take a little bit of chances in life. You don't have to be stupid, but you got to take a chance.
Well, I think you'll hear from him again real soon. And I'd love for you to call us again and see if we can look at this some more.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained, they say.
Exactly. All right, here you go.
Real quick, before we go out
Thank
the door,
you.
Your double card reading, which is actually, you don't see nice ones like this, subject is love.
Oh.
Get some, give some, it'll cheer your ass up. I think moving in the direction you're going, I think is what
it's saying. I do too. And I think that as you go along, talking, he doesn't want to lose for being in his life.
Yeah, it's not some strange person she's
never
met. There's not a risk here.
And he's not after your money.
There's no risk.
So,
you should not stop moving forward.
Right. So, Lisa, we're on board.
We're up on that, dog.
Okay,
all right, and we're going to have to say night-night to everybody.
We are indeed.
But
night,
we will
night,
see
night.
You here tomorrow.
Yeah, just keep looking for us. She knows where to find us.
Yes, you do. All right, darling, take care. I'm glad we were able to speak with you.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're in a good boat.
Yeah, same here. Thank you.
No, the boat's not sinking.
Yes, you're so welcome.
Yeah, I think you're doing the right thing. You're smart.
Yeah.
So.
Take care. And have a great
take
weekend.
Care. Go back again.
Yes. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Yeah, and it helps that it's this connection that it's not some stranger you have to be really cautious about. At least she knows there are some things she doesn't have to worry about.
I would be just like her. I don't want to be rushed into anything.
No.
I wouldn't want to be pushed.
No, she doesn't need to be rushed, but she also doesn't need to worry about doing FBI background checks because there's such a connection from the past.
You're right. I know. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, her husband?
Yeah.
If they were pretty close friends, this is probably a pretty good guy. She doesn't worry about that bad guy thing.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah, it really does.
That's actually a winner.
No, she was the rich one. That would be cause for alarm.
Possibly, but even the fact that he was that close to her husband.
Yeah.
Probably not a shitbag.
Probably not.
So to speak.
So, I think it's been a pretty interesting show.
Yeah, we like it. We were all over the place. We had Messenger. We had phone calls. We had people typing in from the UK and New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yes. From the land down under, well, the whole other side of the continent, different hemisphere, different side of the world.
Now, they're heading into summer as we're going down deep.
Yes. Next, about 5 weeks, we're going to have the first day of winter. About 5 weeks, we'll have the first day of summer officially.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
The more of those weird, like when you have a little child that's 5, 6, 7, to them, you're time traveling. They don't really grab it.
No.
But it's cool.
All right, get that girl out here. She sits and primps way too much. Mama Donna, where are you?
Madonna?
Madonna.